What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about the actual math behind maxing out your Roth IRA. Maybe you listened to my episode number 37. Maybe you read on social media or somewhere that the Roth IRA, potentially, a lot of people claim that it is the most powerful investment account that we have available to us. If you don't know why that's the case, if you want to learn more about the specifics of a Roth IRA, I highly recommend you check out episode number 37 of my podcast. I'll have it linked down in the show notes below, as well as a link to my free weekly newsletter. Highly recommend you check that out as well. But in this episode, what I want to talk about is more the specifics of the numbers, the actually actionable steps that we can take to max out our Roth IRA. Maybe you read somewhere, maybe you listened to my podcast that as of 2024, the limit that you can invest into a Roth IRA and contribute per year is $7,000. If you are age 50 or older, you get the extra $1,000 catch-up contribution, so you actually get $8,000 for the year. But for most people who listen to my podcast, you get $7,000 in the year of 2024 that you can contribute into a Roth IRA. And you actually get a little bit longer to do that. Maybe you didn't know this, but it's not the entire calendar year for 2024. It is actually January 1 of 2024 to April 15th of 2025, which is tax day, that you get to contribute to a Roth IRA for the 2024 numbers. So we actually get more than 12 months. So I'm going to list out in this episode if you want to do that extra few months going into April until tax day, or if you want to try to max out your Roth IRA for just the entire calendar year of 2024. What is the actual numbers? So to do this, I'm going to break this down into four different ways. I'm going to go over Roth IRA limit 2024 of $7,000, and I'm going to talk about the math going from January 1 of 2024 to April 15th of 2025. I will also talk about doing January 1, 2024 to December 31st, 2024. Then I will talk about $8,000 per year. What is the math with the same ways? January 1 of 2024 to April 15th, 2025. Also January 1, 2024 to December 31st, 2024. However, before I get into that, I want to make this clear. Whether you contribute $1, $1,000, $7,000, or if you can do $8,000, you do $8,000. If you just contribute that money into your account, you put it in there and you're done, that's not doing it. You got to put the money in and then you actually have to go in and buy something. If you want to buy stocks, if you want to buy ETFs, if you want to buy whatever it is, you actually have to go into your Roth IRA, contribute the money, and then actually hit buy. You have to buy something. Just depositing the money is not buying something or investing within your Roth IRA. It's just depositing money. Just wanted to make that clear. With that being said, let's go through the numbers. So if you are under the age of 50, this section of this episode pertains to you. You have $7,000 for the year in 2024. If you decide to go from January 1, 2024, which I know I'm posting this in April, but you get the idea, to April 15th of 2025, so you're adding the extra couple months going into 2025. If you want to contribute every single week, that is 67 weeks, you will need to set aside $104 per week. If you want to contribute every 2 weeks, that is roughly 33 pay periods, you are going to need to invest $208 per pay period. If you decide to do every single month, that is roughly 15 months, and you're going to need to set aside and invest into your Roth IRA $466 per month. Those three numbers there, $104 a week, $208 per pay period, or $466 per month. That is how you max out your Roth IRA at $7,000 per year, going from January 1st, 2024 to April 15th, 2025, which is also known as tax day. If you decide to max out your Roth IRA in the calendar year of 2024, January 1 to December 31st, if you invest every single week, you're going to need to put in $134 per week. If you decide to contribute every 2 weeks, that's 26 pay periods, you are going to need to invest $269 per pay period. If you decide to invest every single month on a monthly basis, you're going to need to invest $583 per month. That is for those that decide to get it done in the calendar year 2024 for $7,000 per year. Personally, I would go with this January 1 to December 31st if you can, because adding on the extra January, February, March, and April of 2025 is great and it helps you. You don't have to put aside as much every single week, every single period. However, you are then eating into 2025's time to max out your Roth IRA for 2025. So if you can, I like to go for calendar year maxing out of the Roth IRA. I also want to make clear that in this episode, I did round on some of the numbers and some of the weeks. So if you're doing the math, it's not going to equal exactly $7,000 per year. I'm just doing some rounding here and there to make it make the most sense in this explanation, but you get the idea. Now, for those who are age 50 and older, this section of the episode will pertain to you. Your Roth IRA limit for 2024 is $8,000. If you decide to go with a January 1 to April 15th, the extra few months going into 2025, if you decide to go every single week, you're going to need to invest $119 per week. If you decide to go every 2 weeks, that's 33 pay periods, you're going to need to invest $242 per pay period. And if you decide to go every single month, that is 15 months, and you're going to need to invest $533 per month. If you decide to go with the calendar year maxing out of your Roth IRA, going every week would require $153 per week for 52 weeks. Every 2 weeks would be $307 per pay period, and every single month for 12 months would be $666 per month. That is what it takes to max out your Roth IRA. Like I said, I like to get my Roth IRA maxed out in the calendar year. My goal is to not have to eat into the next year, in this case, 2025, to max out my 2024 Roth IRA, because when I get to 2025, I want to be working towards my 2025 Roth IRA contributions. Also, in the future, probably, no guarantees, but probably, the limit that we will be able to put into a Roth IRA will probably be raised, no guarantees, but will probably be raised. So as of now, it is $7,000 per year or $8,000 per year if you're 50 or older. That's great. But just a couple of years ago, it was $6,000 per year. It's already been upped $1,000 a year. So who knows what the next few years hold, and obviously many, many years down the line. But as of right now, it is $7,000 or $8,000 with the catch-up. That is the math. That is what it takes to max out your Roth IRA for this year. This is how I like to work on all my money goals. When you see $7,000 for the year or you see $8,000 for the year, that seems like a lot of money. And you're like, my monthly income isn't even $7,000. No way I'm going to max this out. But if we break it down and you're like, yeah, I would like to get it maxed out in the calendar year. I get paid every 2 weeks. I have 26 pay periods. Every single time I get paid, I need to set aside $269 per pay period. And by doing that, I have maxed out my Roth IRA at $7,000. See, $269 per pay period seems a lot better than $7,000 all in the year, right? Because you don't know where that $7,000 is going to come from. But when you break it down, it makes it a lot easier. So that is why I wanted to do this episode, is to show you that these money goals, the Roth IRA contribution limits, might seem like a lot, but when you break it down, it becomes more manageable. But that is the math to maxing out your Roth IRA in 2024. Thank you all for listening. Like I said, if you want to get more information on a Roth IRA, more about how it works, that is episode number 37, link down below. If you enjoy the podcast, please be sure to rate it 5 stars. It helps us tremendously. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.